soon it will be a new year. So how about setting some life-changing resolutions this time? I'm Steve Douglas, and I've got some ideas about that on today's Making Your Life Count.
I feel like I've not reached out to my neighbors very well. Could you give me some new habits for the new year?
Yes, I think I can help you, but it kind of depends on why you haven't reached out to your neighbors very well. If the reason is you don't really care, and I know that sounds a little harsh, but if it's true, then you've got to start by praying and asking God for love and compassion for your neighbors. Pray for God's heart. When Jesus approached Jerusalem at the end of his earthly life, he wept with compassion due to the fact that they were lost. Now, you may be a far cry from that, but it's from that attitude that everything else flows. How-tos are details. Having the heart is where it has to start. A second reason you might possibly not be reaching out to your neighbors very well is because you haven't gotten enough of a connection to transition to the gospel. It would just seem abrupt, and it would probably be abrupt. Learn a little more about their lives. Find some common ground. Figure out what that is that they're concerned about. A third possible reason that you might not be sharing is that you're not proactive in what I would call the total process. Not just caring, we talked about that, but praying also, and then sharing as well. Now, you can apply everything that I've talked about so far, but learn to connect with people in their areas of concern and come to them from the point of view of helping. Boy, you know, I had a problem with one of my children when she was young, and here's what I did, and I'll sure pray for you. Is there anything I can do to help? You see, it puts you in a great position to take the initiative if you're doing all of the process, not just happening to run into them. And I'll tell you this, I'll be praying for you.